Hey there. It's been a minute since I've recorded my Tao Te Ching writings. When I did 100 days of reading the Tao Te Ching and meditating and writing on them, I'm picking up where I left off. Tao Te Ching Day 9. And Day 9 has to do with simplicity. So, starts. Quote, in sagacity, abandoned knowledge, the people benefit 100 times. Unquote. This passage, as I read through the Tao Te Ching, has stuck out to me many times, mostly because I had no idea what it was talking about. It seems incredibly counterintuitive to say that getting rid of knowledge will benefit people more than working to attain it. However, reading multiple translations has helped to better understand what Lao Tzu was trying to say. Other translations use words like banish and give up, sainthood and wisdom. The pursuit of knowledge is an interesting one. We've been taught that knowledge is power, and those with knowledge possess the keys to the kingdom. In many ways, this was absolutely the case during times when only a small minority of people, i.e. the ruling class, could read and therefore would be able to take advantage of all those who could not read. But I believe this is exactly Lao Tzu's point. When knowledge is leverage for power, it becomes an arms race, and we find ourselves arguing and lost in our own arrogance of what we know more than another. Like so much of the Tao Te Ching, chapter 19 serves as a lesson to live life more simply. Quote, in benevolence, abandon righteousness, the people return to piety and charity. Unquote. I found myself trying to intellectualize the text while reading it and discovered the more I attempted to hold on to those ideas with my mind, the more difficult it became to understand. Such is the way with simplicity. It is not about thinking to understand, it is about coming to understand in body. Don't try and be good and righteous. Forget about those things and just be good and charitable. It is not a practice of the mind where we can get lost in a game of perfection. The highest good or the most righteous act wins. Offering a drink of water to a thirsty person may not be solving the water crisis in the world, but it is solving this one person's water crisis. If I forget that this one person in front of me is thirsty because 30,000 somewhere out there have no water, have I helped anything? Or am I lost once more in an arms race for righteousness? Quote, in cunning, discard profit, bandits and thieves no longer exist. Chapter 19 of Tao Te Ching. Unquote. Again, when we let go of trying to make the most money and accumulate the most, we stop getting chased by those that want to take what we have as they know it is more than they have. Simply put, being moderate in all things, being of action in body and not of nobility in mind, can save us from our own undoing. I see this as a lesson to live more simply. It asked me, quote, when is it enough knowledge before you act? Unquote. When is the problem big enough for you to do something? When will you be satisfied with what you have until everyone wants what you call yours? Quote, these three things are superficial and insufficient. Thus, this teaching has its place. Show plainness, hold simplicity, reduce selfishness, decrease desire. Unquote. The last few lines of chapter 19 wrap up nicely, a plan of action for all of us. Spending a lifetime thus far trying to acquire, achieve, and have more, I have been taught this very lesson. There is never enough to satisfy the itch of more. There was never enough and never will be. It is a self-perpetuating cycle of insanity to believe that once I have this bit of knowledge or do this nice thing or have this material wealth, I will finally be satisfied and I can rest. I attest it cannot be done. This is actually the same thing as being an addict. To think one more drink will do it and I'll be good, one more drug and I'll have reached my peak level and require no more. It is even true in the spiritual game. I just need to do 1,000 more prostrations and I'll achieve enlightenment and will need to not do them anymore. Or I won't need to do them anymore. Keep it simple, right? Lao Tzu is saying to me, Matt, 1 is too many and 1,000 is never enough. Don't live your life caught in this delusion. Simply live your life. You're good enough as is, promise. And what you need will make its way to you. You need not struggle so much. Thanks, Lao Tzu. I can get down with that, as I have seen more times than not this to be true for me. Happy day.